Welcome to Ask Brian Week 2. I'm Brian Rigby with Peer Trainer, certified sports nutritionist and master's candidate for applied clinical nutrition. I haven't done a lot of audio work before, so in advance, please forgive me if I blunder some. I'm also very much a perfectionist, and I'm finding the tendency to restart this recording every single time I make a mistake. I'm not doing very well so far, but again, please forgive me for any mistakes that I might make. Before I get into any questions, I'd like to cover just a few items of business. First, thank you so much for the overwhelming response that I've gotten so far. I've gotten a ton of great questions, and I'm really, really been enjoying answering them. Second, I am trying out these audio responses. I'm hoping that they will be more understandable. Of course, if I keep making a lot of mistakes, they might be much less understandable. Hopefully, that will get better as I keep doing this, though. I'm going to keep the text answers, but I'm going to change them into mostly a bullet point form, really just the highlights. And if people are interested in the details of my answers, then that's what this audio is for. But I really want those text answers there just so that people can get a really fast answer for any questions that they might have that I've answered. I'm also going to start doing two sessions a week or two columns a week, and I might even go to three a week depending on how many questions I get and how much time I have. From the amount of questions I've gotten, it's become clear that if I don't start doing more columns every week, that people are going to be waiting months for their answers, and I definitely don't want people waiting for too long to get their answers. So next week, I will do a column on Wednesday and also another column on Friday. And if in the future I do to move to 3 days a week, it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So make sure that you bookmark Peer Trainer University and check on every Wednesday and Friday. Now, I'd like to launch into the first question. Question one comes from a user who calls themselves JKLMTL. He or she writes, I am a lacto-ovo vegan, but I'm trying to go more towards fully vegan. I'm really struggling to find filling meals for my dinners. I have been trying to eat more quinoa and brown rice, but I'm still not getting the satisfaction from it. I am also finding that I need simple carbs like bread and crackers to keep my system regular. I have tried replacing these foods with rice cakes, but have ended up with very upset stomachs and low energy despite the protein shakes and greens. Any advice on what I should be eating to fill the protein and carb needs? Well, JKLMTL, I have one really great food that will fill both the carb and the protein categories, and that's beans, lentils, or other legumes. Beans and lentils and other legumes are a great source of protein, first of all. And they're also a great source of slow-digesting complex carbohydrates that will keep you stocked with energy for a few hours at a time. One cup of cooked beans has around 45 grams of complex carbohydrates. 15 grams of that is fiber. So that's around 33% of the carbohydrates in beans is in fiber form, which is mostly indigestible, but will be great for your gut flora. It will also help with regularity, if that's what you meant by keeping your system regular, which I assume it is. They also, a cup of beans also has 15 grams of protein. Lentils have even more protein. They have about 18 grams of protein. There are variations between the different beans, lentils, and other legume varieties that you might find, but in general, they're all pretty similar. They're all going to have 40 to 50 grams of carbohydrates per cup. That's one cooked cup, by the way. All going to have around 10 to 20 grams of fiber per cup and around 15 to 20 grams of protein. Another great thing about legumes, especially for those who are vegetarian or vegan, is that they are an excellent source of iron. One cup has 25 to 35% of the daily value for iron, and iron is one of those harder nutrients to get for vegans and vegetarians since they don't eat meat, and meat is typically the primary source of iron in somebody's diet. One suggestion I would have if you are going to incorporate beans and legumes into your diet is invest in a pressure cooker. Pressure cookers are useful for two reasons. First, they cook the beans at a much higher temperature, and they therefore destroy more of a compound that beans contain called phytic acid. Phytic acid is a compound which binds the minerals, including iron and calcium, in the beans, and makes these minerals impossible to absorb. And since these minerals are harder to get from a vegan-vegetarian diet, it's really worth the investment in a pressure cooker just so that you can maximize your absorption of minerals. Secondly, pressure cookers just make cooking beans very, very simple. You don't need to soak them. You don't need to prepare to have beans a day in advance. They just make them really easy and really fast to prepare. Generally, from when you begin to when you end, it takes less than an hour of cooking time. And as we all know, the simpler something is, the more likely you are to do it. And beans are one of those things that I would recommend that everybody, whether you are vegan or not, incorporate into your diet. Question two comes from Taters. Taters writes, "Welcome aboard, Brian. I Vitamix a smoothie every other day, orange, cherry, apple, almond milk, fat-free, plain yogurt, blueberry, raspberry, blackberry, strawberry, pomegranate, cranberry, mango, banana, flaxseed, cinnamon, and Truvia go in. It makes about 16 cups. I have half of it for breakfast one day, and the other half for the next day's breakfast. Does the 24 hours in the refrigerator diminish any of the nutritional value in tomorrow's breakfast? Thanks." First, that sounds like a phytonutrient powerhouse. Sounds delicious. And the quick answer to this question is that no, that there will be no significant difference in the nutritional value between it today and tomorrow. There may be some very small, very inconsequential breakdown of certain nutrients, but in general, it's really not going to be anything that would register, and probably even less since they're in the refrigerator than if you had just used fresh fruit that was one day older. The refrigeration will really keep it fresh. So don't worry, your breakfast will be just as healthy tomorrow as it was on the first day. Question three comes from Nancy. Nancy actually asked two questions, but I'm only going to answer the first one this week. So sorry, Nancy. I'll be sure to get to your other question soon, though. Nancy's question is it possible to eat too many calories in veggies? I am a creature of counting calories, am number-oriented, and am concerned that not staying within a caloric budget will bring a negative result. So first, we should differentiate between different types of vegetables. For starchy vegetables, like sweet potatoes and turnips, then yes, it would be possible to overeat those. Even still, compared to most processed foods, you're probably going to fill up much faster on these starchy vegetables. You're probably going to fill up well before you can really go overboard calorie-wise on them. When it comes to non-starchy vegetables, it would be extremely hard to overdo it. Consider broccoli. 1 pound of broccoli has only 150 calories, but 1 pound of broccoli is fairly challenging to eat, especially if it's raw. Lettuce is even less. A pound of lettuce is only 75 calories per pound. And if you have a hard time imagining what a pound of lettuce looks like, just imagine those prepackaged giant tubs of lettuce that you'll find in your grocery store. Those are 1 pound. So imagine eating an entire 1 pound tub of lettuce, and that will only give you 75 calories total. A pound of cabbage is only 110 calories. All of these vegetables are extremely filling, and you're going to find it quite hard to eat enough of them to really make a caloric difference. If you are concerned about calories, then my suggestion would be to eat your vegetables first. Studies show that people who start their meals with vegetables eat considerably less calories during those meals than people who finish those same meals with vegetables. So this is how I always eat my meals. I always start with the vegetables, although I should say I also usually finish my meals with vegetables as too, because whatever vegetables are left over after everyone's done eating, I'll usually scrape onto my plate to eat. So bottom line is, it would be very challenging to eat enough vegetables for their calories to matter, and chances are very good that if you do eat that many vegetables, that you're going to naturally be eating a lot less calories from much more caloric foods. You're going to naturally cut down on those and therefore eat a lot less calories in the end. That's all the questions for this week. Thank you to everyone who submitted a question. Sorry it ran a little long. I'm going to try to keep these podcasts under 6 minutes in the future. I know that time is precious and that it can be hard to find the time to listen to things like this. So sorry. If anybody listening in has any questions, and I'd love to hear them, please send them to me. To do this, just go to university.peertrainer.com/ask-Brian. That's university.peertrainer.com/ask-Brian. Thanks again, and I look forward to answering more questions this coming Wednesday.